Now, despite international uncertainty, there's been a rise in the number of multinational companies investing here over the past 6 months. In its mid-year report, the IDA says the projects should lead to the creation of more than 10,000 jobs. However, the agency, which is responsible for attracting and retaining international industry, says the coming years will be marked by change and turbulence. The IDA Chief Executive Michael Lohan is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can you give us an idea of the sort of companies that have confirmed investments here in the first 6 months of the year?
Yes, so this morning what we announced was our first half-year results for the year, 179 investments, which is a 37% increase. And it's actually across the sectors that we are well established. So we have the international financial services sector, particularly fintech, is growing very strong in Ireland, across technology and indeed across life sciences and engineering. So all of those sectors are contributing to it. I think what's noteworthy from the numbers is to highlight is like the number of new name or first-time investments into Ireland was 52 in the first period of the year. That's significant because you're bringing new entrants into the market, the areas for growth and future growth. I think that's critically important as we look to the future of the Irish economy, is that we have new entrants coming into the marketplace.
Over many years, one of the biggest employers here has been Intel. It's been hugely important to Ireland. Are you satisfied that the company won't be cutting more than 200 jobs?
Yeah, so you're correct. Intel has been a significant investor in Ireland. In fact, Intel has been a flagship investment for Ireland. And, you know, over their period, have invested $30 billion in Ireland over that juncture. So I think have been a key differentiator in Ireland on an international scale, and we have to recognise that. And of course, Ireland has brought a lot of benefits to Intel in terms of the skill base that's here and the productivity to get. Of course, Intel are going through some change, and we know that as most recently in April of this year, their CEO at their most recent communication talked about going back to basics and focusing on their core areas of innovation and manufacturing. And that's actually where Ireland has its core strengths and where Intel in Ireland has its core strengths. So we're very, I suppose, comfortable and confident working with Intel to make sure that we can retain the benefits of Intel in Ireland, and indeed that we can help Intel to prosper in the future as well, because I think a strong Intel will result in a strong Ireland.
You've also published today your report for 2024, in which you highlight what you call a number of priority areas. Now, these include housing, energy, water, planning. We're familiar with all of these topics. Are deficiencies in these areas, are they preventing some companies from investing here?
So I think you're correct. We did highlight what we call the carrying capacity of the state. And obviously, as a nation, we have expanded. You know, our population has expanded in the last decade, actually quite quickly, if you think about it in international terms. And the challenge for Ireland, and indeed we're not alone in this internationally, is how you can actually measure your infrastructure investment to, I suppose, align with that growth. And that's, I think, where Ireland's biggest challenge is at the moment. I think it's well documented, whether it's in housing, whether it's in energy, or whether it's in water. And what our focus is in working with government, I think we have to acknowledge the commitments in the programme for government to actually put those infrastructure elements in place.
And yet, and we know that as things stand, there are a lot of issues out there. We hear about them all the time.
There are a number of issues, but I think as well, Richard, we need to put that in the context of internationally. These are similar challenges that companies see across the globe. So you can, whether you're in North America or in Asia or indeed in Europe, you see similar challenges in every jurisdiction. And that's, I suppose, in some ways, you know, the challenge that comes with success and with growth. But the role of us as an agency, and indeed I think of central government, is to ensure we're planning for the future.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying to the government, really, you need to keep on top of this.
And that's exactly what we're saying. And we're working with the government to ensure we stay on top of these elements. And I think the focus areas that we're aligned on is housing, energy and water. Three key, I think, critical components, not just for industry, but actually for broader society as well.
You also say in that report that the coming years will be marked by change and turbulence. Do you believe that attracting investment is going to become harder?
Attracting investment has actually become harder in the last 24 months. In particular, we've seen a lot of industrial policy change across the globe. We see the onset of new technology and what AI and digitalization is going to bring. And so I think that change is already happening. And in Ireland, what we need to do is make sure that we are actually can adapt to that. And I think in our new strategy, we've clearly set out our focus of how we can adapt to those new changes and how we make sure that the workforce of the future is ready for that future. And that's a key focus. focus within IDA.
And as things stand then, are you aware of companies postponing investment decisions because of the current uncertainty?
So I think today's numbers show that, you know, investment decisions continue at 179, an increase. But I think when you're in a period of uncertainty, which we are just given global trade, certainly decision timeframes are taking longer than you would have maybe expected in the past. But what I would say is that since March or April to actually now we're in the first days of July, I think industry and business leaders are starting to make decisions because they need to serve international markets and they're looking for locations that are proven and stable and can deliver. And that's exactly what they get in Ireland.
We're waiting for a trade deal. Do you expect that the EU will have to agree to some level of tax on exports to the United States and that that's probably going to be 10%?
Well, that's certainly what's been reported. And of course, you know, I think in the context of our position on tariffs, you know, it hasn't changed. They're counterproductive. They're going to be inflationary and potentially going to impact innovation and future product and services. You know, we would hope that, you know, through the negotiations, and obviously we'll see this week, it's welcoming to see that the US and Europe are continuing those negotiations. But I think zero for zero, particularly if there's carve out in particular sectors, we'd be very supportive of that. But I do think we need to be cognizant of the fact that there is a changing environment, and where that ends is going to be critically important for not just the Irish economy but for the European economy as a whole.
And when it comes to pharmaceutical exports in particular, because they are so important to this country, have you any idea what's going to happen?
Well, I think I can give you my perspective of it. You know, when I speak with the pharmaceutical industry, the strengths of the pharma industry here in Ireland are well known. When I speak to the leaders across pharmaceutical companies, they actually speak to the talent that's here, to the innovation that's happening here, and the certainty that they get. And those companies continue to need global supply chains and global access. And that, I think, is what's going to continue. The question is going to be, you know, is there going to be a tariff layered in on that, which would be, of course, an international tariff. It won't be exclusively in Ireland.
Is it inevitable, though, that all of this is going to lead to a fall off in investment here?
I don't think it's inevitable. I think it's going to lead to more challenge. And I think we already have challenge. Of course, for every investment, you have to win it. It's competitively, it has to be competitively won. And then you have to make sure you deliver, and you have to deliver in a competitive manner. I think that's been the strength of Ireland, is that we continue to deliver over many, many decades. And that's why the numbers today reflect that level of competitive advantage and indeed delivery that Ireland performs on a year-to-year basis.
Michael Lohan, Chief Executive of the IDA, thank you for being with us this afternoon.